Now time for our Jefferson West Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Heinen Repair. Down to the final couple games of the regular season in high school basketball, we're joined by the Tigers girls coach, that is Dan Hypes, again brought to you by Heinen Repair, as we just mentioned. Two games left, and league game against Nemaha Central, a non-league game against Baldwin. We'll talk about those coming up. But, Coach, the last week, 1-1. Let's go back to last Friday. Tough win at home against Sabetha, 39-36. Give me your thoughts and takeaways from that ball game.
Well, I felt like that game up to this point in the season was probably our most complete game as far as executing, what we've been trying to teach them in games. And, for the most part, they did a good job of that, and fortunate enough to come out with a win.
Well, the Big Seven, of course, always competitive. Nemaha Central and Riverside have kind of separated themselves, but everybody else is just kind of boxing it out, and you have close games each and every night, and it's, again, been very competitive, and that was certainly the case again on Tuesday in your most recent game. Another home tilt, this time against Hiawatha. Redhawks get this one, though, 43-41. Down the stretch, take us through that one a little bit, and again, Redhawks able to get the win.
Yep, that was a tough one to lose. We were we got off to an 11-point lead. I think we were up at 9 at half, and then just kind of they kept chipping away and got back even with us, and then it was tied with, probably 20, 25 seconds left. We turned the ball over. They go down and make a layup, and then we come down. So they're up 2, and I think they're, 10, 11 seconds left, something like that. We got two good looks at it, two opportunities that close in layups that we just missed. And so, had our opportunities. We got to learn from them. We got to take care of the ball better, in those in-game situations. And if we do that, then we'll be okay.
February certainly been a challenge for pretty much everybody with a lot of cancellations and postponements last month and games being moved around, so a lot of makeups here. In the month of February, you look at your schedule, you're playing the 2nd, the 5th, the 6th, the 7th, you're playing 3 straight nights, the 9th, so very little practice time, you're getting a lot of games in, obviously a few makeups. How do you feel like your team has kind of navigated this difficult challenge, here in February?
That certainly is the right. It has been a challenge. We played 4 games in 5 days. Last week, we didn't practice on the one day we had off. We watched film just to give the girls, their legs a chance to rest. But it is what it is. And so, it'd be nice to be able to practice, so you can work on some things that you need to improve on. But that's not the way it was. And so we just kept grinding, and now we're getting towards the end. We got, like you said, we end with Nemaha Central, which is, it's a very tall task and challenge for us, hopefully the girls are ready to go do, and then we play Baldwin before we go into sub-state. So we got two very tough games left on the schedule. We'll go give them our best shot and see what happens.
Yeah, you certainly gave Nemaha Central a challenge back in early January, right after the break. Low-scoring affair, 38-26. January 5th certainly feels like a long time ago. How do you feel like your team has improved or changed, or what's different maybe about your team now heading into this matchup on Friday compared to early January?
Well, the first time we played them, myself and assistant coach had just been hired to take over the girls. And so we had very little time to work with the girls at all. I think 4 days is all we had for practice. And then we played, Nemaha, which is, like you said, one of the top 2 teams in the league. And so we were not executing the way that we would like to. We got beat in the second half because they beat us down the floor. We just got tired, and they ended up getting some easy runouts on us, but I thought our girls played hard. I was proud of them at that time. This time around, obviously we're going to have to, at least I feel like we'll be able to execute a little bit better in the half court, but if they're on the same foot, they're going to be, it's just as good, if not better, than the first time we played them. So we're going to have to play well to give them a challenge.
Jefferson West girls basketball coach, that is Dan Hypes, joining us, brought to you by Heinen Repair. 2 games left for the Tigers at Nemaha Central on Friday. Ball game on KMZA 92.1. They'll play a non-league game at Baldwin on Tuesday to wrap it up before sub-state. Coach, as always, appreciate a few minutes of your time. Good luck here in the next couple. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you. Appreciate it.